KQ4WRV. KQ4WRV. Checking in. Over.
WRV, K4WCL. Good afternoon.
For WRV, thank you. Good afternoon to you, too. This is Dan. I'm on a ICOM 2730. This is the first contact I've ever made with it, and the first simplex complex contact I have ever made also. Thank you.
Good, Dan. I think you said your name was Dan. Good to meet you. Name here is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November. I am mobile in northern Pickens County and very proud to be your first contact. So, very good. I usually send a QSL card when I'm somebody's first contact. And I have been somebody's first contact about 30 times, I'd say, just rough guessing, in my ham radio career. So I'm going to get my wife to write down your call sign. It's Whiskey, give me your suffix, KQ4 Whiskey Romeo Victor, is that it?
That's correct. Thank you so much.
To RV, correct?
Correct.
Get it, Dan.
I am kind of at the base of Paris Mountain between Cherrydale and Furman. I was going to ask you, how does my signal sound to you?
I can tell you're full quieting into the repeater. I don't have a real good copy on the repeater up here. Even though I'm close to the repeater, I've got Pinnacle Mountain between me and the repeater.
Say again, I didn't understand what you were saying, over.
I can tell you're full quieting into the repeater. You got a good signal. I don't hear the repeater that great here, even though I'm fairly close to it, because I have Pinnacle Mountain between me and the repeater.
Okay, Roger. I just didn't know what the full quieting means. Over.
You don't have any noise in your signal. You're full quieting into the repeater. That's a good report. That's a good thing.
Because I just hooked up the antenna for the first time also. Over.
I got to ask you the question I ask almost every new ham and most hams I meet. How did you get interested in ham radio?
Probably the biggest thing that struck me was with Hurricane Helene was lack of communication. We have a son and his family are in Johnson City. They didn't even have a cell phone working. We had our cell phones, but I just thought, especially for our family, we're kind of flung about a little bit, Johnson City, Charlotte, and Greenville, I've told them all, and I'm the patriarch, that I want to establish a ham radio net between the three places and have and work it out to where we can figure out reliable communications. Over.
Very good. I don't know if you were listening to this repeater, the few repeaters that was still on the air. It was on backup power. And, boy, the hams in this area did a great job responding to the community needs. Ham up in the Brevard area, Patrick, KO4, NKX, did a super job kind of directing traffic on the repeater for about 2 weeks. So I don't know if you had a chance to listen to that, but I have to say the local hams here did a good job.
Report, I have not listened to that repeater until just, I listened to it a few nights ago, but I have not this is the first time I've ever talked to someone directly. And I will say also, I think I need to bring a notepad and put it by my radio over.
You meet a lot of people, and they're all going to be new to you, so it's always a good idea to write their call signs down. I don't actually live in this area, Dan. I live in the Atlanta area. I have a second home up here in the northern part of Pickens. But all the hams that I have met on this repeater have been really, really nice folks.
I have sent my dues in to join it. But all right, tell me again. Forgive me, but what was your name again? And your call sign?
John, Juliet Oscar Hotel November. John, and the call is Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima. Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima.
Well, good, John. I've got Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima.
Oh. Correct. And Dan, I hate to cut it short, but I'm at the house here. I need to go inside. But I will send you a QSL card for your first ham radio contact. Probably won't get that in the mail until, maybe when we're driving home tomorrow. I'll stop at the little Sunset, South Carolina post office there on Highway 11. We go right past it, and I'll drop it in the mail. I'm up here in this area from Thursday to Sunday. But anyway, hopefully you'll meet some more folks on the repeater. Enjoy ham radio. It's a great hobby. Not only is it good for emergency communication, but great way to get to know a lot of fun folks. So enjoy yourself. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Everybody's real helpful. So with that, I'll say 7-3. I'll listen out for your final there. KQ4WRV, 7-3 from K4WCL.
KQ4WRV, and I'm out. 73.
For WRV, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec.
Hello, this is Dan. I'm at KQ4WRV. Thank you for calling. Over.
Well, you get your second contact, but you've also got two Johns in a row, because I'm John in Campobello, South Carolina.
And give me your call sign again.
It is Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Tango 4, TJQ.
I'm down on the back of my ICOM manual. Over.
It works for you, writing it on that. It works for you.
I told John 1 I need to get a notepad. Over.
1, but I fail at times to fill it out as much as I should.
It gets pretty overwhelming after a while.
Oscar 4, TJQ. Yeah, Dan, that is correct. It can get overwhelming. Well, I'm going to sign off as well, but I wanted to be your second contact. Congratulations, and talk to you soon.
Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Julieta, Quebec. Thank you for the second contact, and this is KQ4WRV, and I'm signing off. Thank you.